This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, being involved, being engaged, being part of the solution. I know you hear this from me every night, and I'm still not getting through to you, apparently. No, seriously. I know you hear this every night. And I'd stop saying it if some of you were actually getting involved, getting engaged, and being part of the solution. Now listen, if you're already getting involved and engaged, don't take it personal. I'm not with you all day. I don't know what you're doing or not doing. So I'm going to believe that you're doing the right thing. Right? Real simple. And I appreciate that. You got to get involved. You got to make a change. You got to make a difference. You got to let people know, you know, what's going on. I'm watching these protests. I'll leave it at that. We'll call them protests. I'm watching these protests take place across the country. That's great. That's wonderful. That's cool. As long as you're protesting, the minute you start rioting, time for you to go to jail. Really that simple for me. I don't. There's not a whole bunch for me to think through. You know? We're going to talk a little bit in a few minutes. Juneteenth, whatever that is. Seriously, I'm not making fun of it. Not making fun of the day. I'm making fun of the fact that many people don't even know what that means. Right? If you want to get involved in the conversation, if you want to be part of the solution, as I love to say, just give me a call, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, find out what's happening. I'm going to hit it more after the break than I am now. But in essence, you know, it's a day of celebration for the freeing of the slaves. You never know they were free, though, if you listen to the Democrats today. There's nothing. Absolutely, there's absolutely no freedom for the slaves if they're still here. If you listen to the Democrats, right? I got a lot I want to talk about. I mean, I'm overflowing with stories and stuff and crazy things going on. If you're in the chat room, help me decide. I've got a backup, if you would, sitting there, right? About vaccine. There's a lot of concern going on right now about vaccine. Are they going to force us to vax? They're going to force your kids to get a vaccine before they let them back at school. They're going to force you to get a vaccine for the COVID. I wish I knew how to press the right buttons, right? Because it's kind of like, for the virus, 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 virus. Are they going to force you to do that? Can they? Will you allow them to? You know, many of you go, no, I'll fight, I'll push back. But how many of you really will? They say your kid can't come back to school until he gets a vaccine. Is he done with public education? Now, see, this video will get pulled. I already know that. I don't really care. Because these are some of the things we have to start hitting, start talking about on a regular basis. No more being uncomfortable. No more appeasement. No more, you got to get along. Because what does getting along mean? Does getting along mean that I bow down to BLM? Should we? Should we beg for forgiveness? No. No, the same things that they hated, some of them are asking us to do. It ain't right. Yeah, you heard me. My best English. It ain't right. You see those pictures. You see what's going on. They've got white folks kissing the boots not all black folks. Let's be clear here. I do not believe even the majority of the black community likes what's going on, likes what they see happening. Not at all. And you know what's funny? I did something pseudo-petty. So some of these people who love to call me a racist, some of them are locals that I know live near me. So I went and looked at their Facebook pages, right? I wanted to see what they were posting, how they were posting, what they were doing. And then I went down their friends list to see how many friends we had in common. But I noticed a commonality that all those wonderfully open-minded Democrat, socialist, whatever you want to call them, they didn't have many black friends. Or Asian or Hispanic friends, for that matter. And I found that to be quite interesting. So here they are talking to me about me. Right? And they don't even ascribe to what they want me to be. How they want me to be. Right? It's just interesting. It was interesting to me. And the hypocrisy on the left, you know, it flies. Right? I mean, seriously, it shines for everyone to see. Look at the things they're asking for. Look at the things we're doing. Nobody is above the law unless you're a protester on the left. Nobody's above the law unless you're a Democrat city, or Democrat, I should say, a Democrat-run city. Right? And you're allowing people to occupy that city. You've got the mayor of Seattle, I'm sorry, in negotiations with the enemy, making a deal with the people who have taken over 8 blocks, making sure that they have, you know, plywood, food, chalk, crayons, whatever it is. It's surreal. Joe Mancini, your host, talk about Juneteenth on the way on the other side of the break. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12, or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back.
You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, I truly believe you're trying to make a difference. Most of my listeners, I really, really, really believe that you are trying to make a difference, and I appreciate that a lot more than you know. Seriously. So let's talk a little bit, as I promised you, and I think it's honest to do this, whether you want to hear it or not. I mean, the freeing of the slaves is a big deal. It should be recognized on a regular basis. You know, I'm one of those guys that believes, you know, for some of you who really don't understand, I don't know how you don't understand, but you don't understand, the significance of the reality. I mean, look at the contributions of the black community in history, the inventions. And please, don't bring up the traffic signal, okay? Everybody brings up the traffic signal. There's so much more than that. I'm not telling you what they are. There's so much more than the traffic signals, so much more than the cotton gin. I mean, so much more, all right? But Juneteenth was obviously, you know, pulling together both the June and the 19th, right? Some call it Freedom Day, Jubilation Day, Liberation Day, Emancipation Day, right? And the holiday celebrating the emancipation of those who had been enslaved in the United States, now originating in Texas, what the celebration was, it's now celebrated annually on the 19th of June throughout the United States. Now, varying official recognitions happen in the different states, different times. It commemorates the Union Army's General Jordan Granger announcing the federal orders in Galveston, Texas on June 19, 1865, proclaiming that all slaves in Texas were now free. President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, now it had officially outlawed slavery in Texas, all the states actually. Almost 2.5 years earlier, Texas, being the most remote of the slave states, had a low presence of Union troops. Right, that must have been hard, right? So, unfortunately, it was really slow to get them to do anything. You're celebrating, it's like we do with a lot, so many other things, right? Juneteenth is commonly thought of as a celebration that ended slavery in the United States, but it was still legal. Back then, it was still legal. And it was practiced, still being practiced in two Union border states. Until December 6, 1865, when ratification of the 13th Amendment to the Constitution abolished non-penal slavery nationwide. Right? Think about it. I love telling you to do that, because you need to think about it. Do we celebrate on the day it actually happened? Celebrations date to 1866, first involving church-centered... Because you can't write church and state has to be separated, don't they? I mean, if the church celebrated it and started it that day, the state has no business doing it because it's kind of mixing church and state, isn't it? It became more commercialized in 1920 and 1930s, often centered on a food festival, right? Obviously, everything has become commercialized. Doesn't matter what it is, Christmas, Easter, whatever. During the civil rights movement in the 1960s, it was eclipsed by the struggle for post-war civil rights. It started to grow again in the 70s with a focus on African-American freedom. Right? By the 21st century, Juneteenth was celebrated in most major cities across the U.S. Many are pushing Congress right now to recognize Juneteenth as a national holiday. Hawaii, North Dakota, South Dakota are only states that do not recognize Juneteenth. Of the 47 states that do not acknowledge Juneteenth in one way or another, Texas, Virginia, New York, Pennsylvania, I'm sorry, that do acknowledge. Texas, Virginia, New York, Pennsylvania, the only ones that recognize it as an official paid holiday for state employees. Modern observances is primarily in local celebrations. Traditions include public readings of the Emancipation Proclamation, singing traditional songs such as Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, and Lift Every Voice and Sing. Reading the works of noted African-American writers, Ralph Ellison and Maya Angelou. Right, they have street fairs and cook. I mean, look, it's like any other celebration. I mean, look, I'm Italian. We have all kinds of festivals in the summertime. You think you can gain weight at Christmas? Yeah, you partake of Italian festivals, you can really gain the weight in August with all the feasts that they have. And plenty of food, right? The celebrations include rodeos, street fairs, cookouts, family reunions, park parties, historical reenactments, and Miss Juneteenth contest. Now, the Muskogees, descendants of black Seminoles, they escaped the U.S. slavery in 1852. They settled in Cholula, Mexico. Now, they celebrate Juneteenth there as well. Abraham Lincoln issued a preliminary Emancipation Proclamation on September 22, 1862. That was during the war. It was formally issued on January 1, 1863, declaring that all enslaved persons in the Confederate States of American rebellion and not in Union hands were freed. But talk about putting gasoline in open flame, right? I'm just saying the Confederates must have been really crazy then, right? More isolated geographically, planters, other slaveholders had migrated into Texas from eastern states to escape the fighting. Many brought enslaved people with them, increasing by the thousands. Right, so the enslaved population just kept growing. At the end of the war, although most lived in rural areas, more than 1,000 resided in both Galveston and Houston. You know, very large towns, even at the time. There were 250,000 enslaved people, as they put it, back in 1865. The news of General Robert E. Lee's surrender on April 9, 1865, reached Texas later the month. I know, right? There was no interweb. No tweet that said it's over. The Western Army of Trans-Mississippi did not surrender until June 2nd. On June 18th, Union Army General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston. He had 2,000 federal troops with him to occupy Texas. Now, see how they did it back then? You didn't follow the law. You didn't do the right. This is the stuff I would be bringing up in front of the Supreme Court. Oh, whoa. We all love our beloved Abraham Lincoln and others, right? When a state, the governor, whoever doesn't follow the law, we send in the troops. That's how we get it back. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Republican Mayor G.T. Bynum declared a civil emergency and announced a curfew near the arena where President Donald Trump plans to hold a campaign rally. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford feels that the event will be safe.
It's still a participation by choice event. Lots of folks are going to watch it on TV. There's an outdoor gathering at the venue as well. If people want to stay outside and be able to watch it, for folks that want to come inside, they can also do this. We have 80 testing sites set up around the state, and there's been an encouragement all this past week from the health department to say, if you're attending the rally, come get tested early, and so you can evaluate that for yourselves.
Despite the president moving the event back one day, Mayor Bynum cited civil unrest and expected crowds in excess of 100,000 in the vicinity of the rally, and also worried about the recent uptick in coronavirus cases. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
I think we're back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RICHO, 855-732. 5563, thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us. And I know you don't always have the time, I know, you know, whatever, but I do appreciate it. You know, when you make the attempt, you send me emails and such, right? I mean, whether it's me, I know I'm tongue-tied because I'm watching some of these guys dropping like flies. But whether it's me or anybody else, you want to stay on and keep helping us move forward. We have so many people that drop from here because they don't get the support they need. And you know what? Financial is great. It's 85% of it. The other percentage is you guys reaching out to us and telling us that you like what we're saying, what you'd like to have on, what you'd like to do. Really, seriously. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Look, I'm working with a couple of other companies, a couple of companies, to make sure that we can get our message out. As you guys know, I'll get back to Juneteenth in a minute. Relax. As you guys know, you know, when it comes to Facebook and Twitter and the rest of them, they are shutting us down all over the place. They are giving us all kinds of aggravation, attitude, and more. And we are working with a few groups. One of them in particular we're talking with, we're working with. We're believing and hoping and pretty much knowing that they're not going to be able to pull our videos. They're going to take our channel down, unless we don't pay the bill, you know. So when I start making the announcement over the next few days as to where we're switching and what we're doing, and we're not switching off of GCN, Genesis Communication Network, great, great company, got a great group of shows. It's a network that gets us out to the 60-plus stations across this country, and you guys help make it possible as well. You know, we get out on those stations because you're helping us get there. You're picking up the phone. You're calling. if you can't get to any of these other choices, any ways, you know, we've got apps on Android and Apple, iTunes, whatever the heck it's called. I don't keep up with all this stuff. I really don't. But things are going to change drastically. You already see what's happening. I'm saving this for later on in the show, but you see what I'm saying here. They're going to keep coming after us. They're going to keep trying to shut us down, keep trying to keep the message from going out, which is why we have to make a concerted effort to get our people off of YouTube, off of Google, off of Facebook, off of Twitter. They're just going to keep squelching you. They do with us on a regular basis. We've had tens of thousands we've lost on many of these platforms. Right now, the two platforms that I'm doing the most on is Spreely.com and Parler. Dan Bongino just bought into Parler, made a financial commitment. And we get plenty of traction on there. They've not pulled any of our posts. You know, in the early days, we used to tell you people, hey, run over here. We run over here. We're dragging you all over the place. No, not anymore. We're going to get comfortable someplace first. We're going to make sure that it's happening properly, that we're doing the right thing. Otherwise, it's not worth it. Do you know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. And I will give you the links once I get the little bugs ironed out. I'll give you the links for you to be able to go somewhere and, you know, go to a different website, if you would, and be able to see everything that's happening. Where I know the videos are going to stay, and nobody's going to bring them down or any of that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. To get back at it here for a second. We're talking about what Juneteenth is. And some of you are going, okay, all right, whatever. Really, do we have to keep hearing about this? Yeah. You know why? Here's the thing. When you go to talk to somebody about why you believe they're right or wrong, or maybe they approach you and want to know what you know about it. Look, the best conversation I ever had with somebody from a religious standpoint was with a guy that ended up becoming my friend, a Mormon fella. And I had taken the time to learn at least the basics about the Mormon religion. I don't go studying them all, but I try to get an understanding. So when I sit with them, the worst thing you can do is tell somebody they're not right or you don't agree with them, but you have no clue as to what they think or what they believe. So when this fellow sat me down, he said to me point blank, I know what you stand for. Do you know what the Mormon religion is about? So I sat with him and said, well, look at it. Funny you should ask. This is what I know about it. And I was going to ask you why you're a Mormon. What do they believe and why are you part of the Mormon church? We had a 2.5-hour conversation. We ended up becoming good buddies. All right? And I've had that kind of thing happen plenty of times. I was on the phone today with somebody an hour and a half. I know this is kind of weird, but a Jewish Democrat. Figure that one out. Anyway, but I was on the phone with them for quite some time, talking about why Jews, why are they close to Dems, and how this person felt about what was going on today. Because my question to the Jewish community, because I hear so much from the Black community, is how we got to take these statues down. They are removing pictures from the walls of Congress. Of any somebody who was even, the funny thing about this, I'm going to get slapped for this, but I don't care. They're taking out pictures in the walls of Congress of any congressperson that was somehow affiliated with the Confederacy. I wonder if that means that they're going to pull Nancy Pelosi's picture down, but we'll talk about that later. The problem is that most people going in there, black or white or otherwise, they wouldn't have a clue as to who. Probably couldn't even tell you what the Confederacy was. Now, I'm not going to play the clip because I'm sure somebody would accuse me of, being a jerk. But Mark Dice went down the beach one day talking to a bunch of black kids about the Civil War and what it was all about. Almost none of them, almost none of them knew it was about slavery. None. Many of them thought that the Civil War took place in 1964. So, who's at fault for not teaching your kids the history of this country? Instead of just screaming how we've been so oppressive and we've taken so much advantage of the black community, why not teach them about the Civil War? What it was about, what took place, how many tens of thousands of white people gave up their lives to help free the slaves? It doesn't make us holier than now. It is a statement of fact about history that you refuse to discuss. Because if you're not chanting BLM, apparently, you don't believe that Black Lives Matter. That's a lie. That's a lie straight from the pit, as we say in the Christian church. And then Juneteenth, really, for all intents and purposes, is not the day that the slaves were freed. I mean, it's kind of awkward now. It's a little late. But obviously December 6th has a whole different meaning to it, right? But that was December 6th is when the original proclamation was signed. That's really where we should be. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Be part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, one of the things that I was talking about, again, I was saying it earlier with my friend, I don't want to give out any names. I don't think that's right because I don't know where they stand with all this publicly. But I was asking questions about, you know, look at, they're pulling down statues. They're forgetting about the Confederacy. And the Jews have a mantra. Never forget. You know, we all know what they're talking about, right? Never forget. Never forget the Holocaust. Never forget the atrocities that was committed on the Jews. Same way about slavery. You should never forget. When you pull those statues down, when you don't have that history staring you in the face, whether you're comfortable with it or not, you will forget. You will have a vague remembrance as we keep going through this. That we did something nasty at some time in history and we really don't know who was involved. Maybe that's what the Democrats want, I don't know. But the Jews got it right. Leave it up. Make it ugly. Make sure it's uncomfortable. Lest we ever forget. Joe Messina, your host, listen to the Real Side. Be back in a little bit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Can one guy be?
I would do it, but I don't have the guts.
I kissed her and she
could. Who else? Who could sing like him anyhow? Trouble Senior, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know? I mean, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. You know, what's really funny about all this, too, Juneteenth. Black History Month is February. I don't know what the significance of that is. I really don't. But if you want to send me an email to tell me, that'd be fine. I mean, I'm just curious. We probably should have Black History Month maybe in June. If it's that big of a deal, whatever the month is, the most important holiday to the African-American community is, actually, it should be called the Black community. Seriously. I have so many. I have a lot of black friends. None of them want me to call them African Americans. None. Not a one. They all say the same thing. Never been to Africa. Barely find it on a map. Don't do that. I'm an American who happens to be black. You know? And it really is shameful that we don't want to have conversations with these people. We're not willing to sit down and talk with them. And you have to. You just have to. Anyway, so, again, I can't tell you how many black people I've spoken with that just are amazed at what's going on across the country in the name of Black Lives Matter. In the name of Black Lives Matter. Notice how I said that. Right? They don't want to see this death and destruction. They don't want to see people getting kicked. They're not looking. Most of my black friends aren't looking, and they're not squishies by any stretch. They're not looking for retribution. You heard Zoe last night. Right? I mean, seriously. And again, coincidence, yes. But think about how many black people come on this show on a regular basis. I don't go looking for black people or gay people or white people or fat people or short people or Asian people. I don't go looking for them. Whatever guest fits the part or the expertise that I need. That's all I care about. Which is exactly what we should be doing. You know, I mean, I love this. You talk about identity politics. Is that all the Democrats have? Amy Klobuchar is a liar. You heard me. A liar. Yes, the reason I'm backing out is because it's really about time we had a African-American vice president. Wow. How degrading is that? Why not an African-American president? Oh, no, we already had one. Female. Okay, female. I told you. Didn't I tell you this after Obama got elected? We have got to the point. You have allowed your children to smell the bad stuff and to suck down the wrong Kool-Aid. Because we're not looking for the best person for the job anymore. No, that doesn't count. What we're looking for is, we need an African-American president, or we had one of those, or we need an African-American female president, then we're going to need an African-American transgender male or female, and the same, right? Then we're going to need a white male or female transgender. Let me go down the whole list, because that's all they have. They only have identity politics. See, I'd say to the American people, you vote in the right person, color doesn't matter, size doesn't matter, sexual orientation doesn't matter. No, look it, if you've got religious beliefs to the contrary, fine, because like I tell the Christians, which I believe to be 100% true, your ballot book, your ballot guide, if you're a Christian, is the Bible. Okay? It is not what the county or the city says to you. If you are voting party over Bible, you're wrong. You are dead wrong. Your candidate needs to line up with biblical principle as much as humanly possible. You're not going to find somebody that's 100%. Really. You're not going to find anybody that's 100%. Your wife, your husband, is not 100% on the same page as you. But she still lived there. Still sleep next to her or him at night. Right? So don't expect this to be the same way. Jesus is not running for president, so therefore perfection is gone. That's if you got a Christian viewpoint. Same thing for the Jews, though. Right? You've got the Torah. You've got God's word to look at, to look at what you need, who you need to look for. I love some of you people who you religious sorts. You start talking about Trump, you forget about David. Remember King David? Remember him? You should check him out. See what he was like. And yet God said he was a man after his own heart. Now, I'm not giving you permission to go commit adultery and murder. That's not the point. The point is, you could be forgiven. People do things wrong. Everybody has a past. Very few of you are extremely goody-two-shoes. Let's get over it. I mean, come on, think about it. Right? We just want somebody who'll do the job. When people say that Trump is not presidential, I almost think he should wear that as a badge. I think his slogan should be, I'm Donald Trump, and I'm not presidential. Vote for me. I'd be good with that. The other thing that I find totally amazing and disgusting is the Oklahoma Supreme Court, right? They try to shut down. These guys are amazing. They tried to shut down Trump's rally. Now, they're not trying to shut down, right, these riots, not even protests. Let's be honest about it, these riots. They're not trying to shut those down. Why is that? No. All they're interested in shutting down is anything to do with Trump. Anything that's going to get his message. Look at Facebook and Twitter are looking for, hunting down, trying to find things that Trump said, Trump did, whatever. Or his what do you want to call it? His rallies. And anything, you know, you look at it and you say, well, they can meet, or they can't meet, but the protesters, rioters and protesters can meet. How does that make any sense? Does that not shine a light on their hypocrisy? Doesn't that shine a light on truly what they believe or don't believe? Now, I didn't know this, but again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Somebody just sent this to me. It is the 155th anniversary of the Juneteenth. And so I guess we've been celebrating, I don't remember it, in the 70s. Although, I can tell you that there's something, a lot of stuff in the 70s I don't remember. And some of you went through the 70s know exactly what I'm talking about. And, but apparently this has been a big celebration for a long time. And people should recognize the big deal it was. And remember, it wasn't done in a second, right? I mean, it wasn't like it was signed and they were done. So Dr. Alveda King today was on Fox News, or Fox and Friends. And I think I can pull this off. I'm going to try to pull this off. She had some great words to say, to talk about unity. Like her uncle, unity. It was all about unity. It wasn't about ripping a place up. It wasn't about burning down buildings. It was about unity. Come on, Alveda, say something here.
Celebrate, and it's extremely important this year because of the climate. What's your message to the nation?
There you go.
This Jubilee is very important. I call it Jubilee Juneteenth. So Juneteenth should be accompanied by a great celebration of liberation along with repentance and restoration. As Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn, for example, I'm waiting for a Juneteenth or a Jubilee for the babies in the womb. However, this one is dealing with skin color, although we are only one race and one blood. Amen. So Juneteenth means that 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, it took 2 years for the slaves in Texas to find out that blacks were free. And we do celebrate that. What's so important this Juneteenth is that there's anarchy and turbulence and race war, skin color race war in America. So it's time to put that down to celebrate as human beings liberation, jubilee, and prayerfully repentance.
You wrote an op-ed on Fox News that is beautifully written, and the first line says this, pretty powerful. It says, "This might be the year Juneteenth gets the respect it deserves. It's about time." Well said, Dr. King. Why did you write this?
I believe as an African-American woman, I'm 70 years old. Much turbulence, much fighting about skin color and racism, about which race is better than the other. We're all human beings. My uncle Martin Luther King Jr. said, "We must learn to live together as brothers. I will add as sisters, or perish together as fools."
And that's perfect. I don't even have to go any further. We got to learn how to live together. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. If you're leaving, if you're coming back, we got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few for some of you. The rest of you, have a great rest of the day.